Welcome to Fraser 365. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're going to hear an update from one of Fraser's global mission partners. We hope that you'll find it both encouraging and challenging as you seek to live out God's call in mission and ministry in your life.
My name is Michelle Meese, and I work with the Hands and Feet Project, which is located in the country of Haiti. And we have been at this since 2004. Give you a little bit of a background. Hands and Feet Project was started by, or the founders are part of the Audio Adrenaline music group. Some people might know who they are. And they had a song called the Hands and Feet. And basically the song says, I'll go where you need me. I'll do what you need me to do. I'll be your hands and feet for the Lord. And they had a lot of people that would come to their concerts and be like, oh, you know, that song inspired me to do this or do that for God. And so, you know, they started saying, you know, we need to basically do what our song is saying. And Mark, which was the lead singer, already had kind of a foot in the door of the country of Haiti. His mom and dad, which is Drex and Joe Stewart. Drex was the minister of my church for many, many years, had already been to Haiti. We have three different programs we work with. We have Providing Families, Preserving Families, and Empowering Communities. And within those three things, we have Providing Families. We have kids that live on our campus. So, and we have children that have been reunified with their families. We have what's called the ILP program. And with the ILP program are kids that are kind of in between being in the children's home setting versus being out on their own. They're learning how to live on their own. And then we also have foster families. And then preserving families, we have what we call the Stronger Together. And with that, it's that's what we really have a lot in this. And, you know, we come to the realization what's best for the child is to stay with their family. So we really fight hard to keep kids in their family setting. And within that, we have probably between 400 and 500 kids that we serve. And we help them with their education. We help them with their medical. We help them if they have a food crisis within their families. But we work hand in hand with those families to keep those kids in that family setting and for them to succeed. And then empowering communities, we have different things like we work with giving food distributions with other organizations. So we help with that. If they need help, you know, getting the food, providing food packs to send those out to other families. We help those organizations. And along with that, we're starting a new program. It's a cassava program. And cassava is a plant that grows in Haiti. And they break it down and they make like this little, almost like a bread out of it. And Haitians love it. And we're starting that at our Grand Guaf site. And the Haitians, there's no one there that really provides that. And so what we do is within that program, we're able to give jobs to people. And so Hands and Feet has got a lot of hands in the fire there. And just trying to help the country of Haiti. And, you know, Haiti is a place right now that is a very difficult place to live in. There's a lot of gang violence in the capital, and which trickles out to other sections of Haiti. Thank goodness where we're at, we have two sites. We have one in Grand Guaf, Haiti, one in Jacmel, Haiti. Gang violence and different things like that, it's pretty safe in those two areas. But it's still, you see the effect of it. And you see a lot of families now that have moved out of Port-au-Prince and they're just restarting their life over. And so that's where we can step in and we can help them and say, you know what? God's not giving up on you. We're not going to give up on you. Let us help you. Haiti needs a lot of prayers, mainly for the country. Most people have seen in the news, have heard somewhere, talked to someone of the unrest that's going on within the country. And most of it, I would say 80% of it, is in the Capitol. Prayers for the country itself, prayers for hands and feet that we, God has given us the ability to keep going in, to keep doing what we're doing. We have to help more people. But again, we need those prayers because we can't do it on our own. And we rely so much on God, and He hears those prayers. And, you know, we need all the prayers we can get for hands and feet, for the families we serve, for the children we serve, even down to the social services that, you know, none of the kids that come to us are kids that just show up on our steps. They come from the social services, and they need a lot of prayer to know what the right thing is to do for a child. Frazier has been part of Hands and Feet for such a long time, and it truly feels like family. And I know Hands and Feet is thankful for all. I am thankful for what Frazier has done for myself. And I know Hands and Feet is very thankful for Frazier walking along. You know, I've been here a day, and I see familiar faces here, and I'm like, oh, hey, there you are, you know, and it's just, and I, this is the second time I've been to Frazier, and it's like we just pick up where we left off. Even to my host family, I feel like I've known them for a million years, and it's just, it's that home family feel that is so great about Frazier. That you can just, it's just like you can just pick up where you left off. And I'm so thankful for that. And Hands and Feet is so thankful for that. And just the ability to walk hand in hand together here.